Hello.
Hi, Jim. Hi, how are you?
Hello, Mackenzie. Hello, Paula.
Nice to hear from you guys.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you just fine. I just wanted to confirm it'll be you, Jason, and Robert speaking today on the call.
That's correct.
All right,
Can
sounds
you hear
good.
Bob?
Testing 1, 2, 3.
You sound a little bit further away from the microphone.
Okay.
Could you come a little bit closer to the mic?
Okay, there you go.
Okay, Robert George, 1, 2, 3.
Much better, absolutely. And then Jason?
Jason, look like he is not on yet.
I'm not on yet. All right, not a problem. Jim, you sound loud and clear too. And I do have the script in front of me, so thank you for sending that.
Excellent, excellent.
And then will we be recording in order of script, I assume?
That's correct, yes.
Awesome. Well, all right then. I guess we'll just go ahead and wait for Jason then to join. Do you guys have any questions in the meantime?
No questions. We've gone through this a few times, so we are in with the click.
Awesome. All righty then. Well, then I'll just be on mute and I'll let you know when Jason joins.
Sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's got pieces. I'm going to turn off my. I guess I should turn off all my emails and stuff right now. Because that was a ding from my notification. That was your fault. That was your computer. Right? I think at the.
That's mine over there. You can hear through the wall.
Yeah. No, that was mine too. It was mine first and then yours.
You can hear my.
That was mine.
I'm exactly in that computer.
No, I heard it. You see, that one, yours.
No, just letting you know that Paula is joining us now. We're just going to give her a moment to connect to audio.
All right.
Is that the mic?
The mic is here, right?
Okay.
Here. Put your phone on mute and everything else. Your computer, it will not, She won't be, I don't think anyone will be able to hear that.
I even took my campus device off. Could you, now if I just pass out then, people still on that, check the reading. Looks like you want to.
All right, we have Steven joining us too.
Hello, Stephen.
Morning, Jim. How you doing?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Thank you for asking. I hope you're doing well.
Doing good as well.
Great. Hi, everyone.
Hey, Paula.
All right. And then we'll just wait for
Hi,
Jason
Paula.
To join, and then we'll all get started.
Terrific. Thank you, Mackenzie.
You're so welcome.
I just texted Jason.
Terrific, thank you.
He's usually early coming in, but not today. If he's a little late, then we can do both mine and Bob's first, and then we can do his when he joins us.
Yeah, that's not a problem at all if you want to do it that way as well.
When is Bob with you right now?
Bob is with me here. Yeah.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Let's see here.
All right. I see that Jason is joining. Let's just give him a moment to connect to audio.
And Mackenzie, before we start, can you just make sure, or can you just do a quick sound check on everyone to see if everyone is coming through all right?
Sure. Yeah, we did a quick, a brief sound check with Jen and Robert, and they both sounded loud and clear, but I can go ahead and do a full one as well.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Awesome. Hi, Jason. This is Mackenzie with Issuer Direct. I'll be helping out to pre-record. We have Jen, Robert, Stephen, and Paul on the line as well. All right. Are we ready to get started?
Yes. Hey, Jason, are you on board? Can you hear us?
I'm still not able to hear you, Jason.
Hello. Hello.
We can hear you now.
Awesome.
Thank God you didn't hear what I was saying.
Hi, Jason. Great to see
you. All righty then. Let's get started.
Right.
Let's just go over a quick sound check just by stating your name and counting to five for the record. Jin, can we start with you?
Jin Kang, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, loud and clear. And Jason?
Jason Holloway, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, you sound a little bit muffled from my end. I don't know if anyone else is hearing it. Can we try one more time?
It's the best I can do.
Well, you're still coming in loud and clear, so that's good.
Okay.
All right, and Robert?
Robert George, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, sounds good. So as you guys know, this is going to go, you're just going to read the script entirely all the way through. If you need to pause or stop at any point, please say the word stop. And then just give me a couple seconds of silence after that so I can mark that edit point, and then you can begin again wherever it is you feel comfortable. I will be on mute and follow along. Do we have any questions before we get started with you, Jen?
No, I think we're all set.
Awesome. All righty then. When you're ready, you can start.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you, operator, and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today to review our financial results for the fourth quarter and full year ended December 31, 2023. This past year was a pivotal one for WidePoint, marked by successful execution of our financial and operational plans and initiatives. We closed out 2023 on a strong note pertaining to both our financials and operations with approximately $106 million in revenue, positioning us at the higher end of our full year 2023 guidance. Simultaneously, we achieved 26th consecutive quarter of positive adjusted EBITDA and demonstrated sequential quarter over quarter growth in 2023. Additionally, and more notably, we concluded the fourth quarter free cash flow positive, a trend that we anticipate maintaining throughout 2024 and beyond, and something that is vital for the company, especially within this high interest rate environment. This momentum we anticipate carrying into 2024 is backed by multiple initiatives and developments made throughout fiscal year 2023. First, a robust demand for our solution and services remain evident, with the fourth quarter alone witnessing more than 30 contractual actions amounting to more than $70 million in contract value. These wins include new awards, contract renewals, expansions, and extensions in all of our solution lines. As you know from the news headlines, the federal government budget battle is and will be an ongoing issue. However, we continue to successfully mitigate this risk by proactively engaging with our government counterparts to renew contracts early and ensuring that they are fully funded. Currently, all affected contracts are successfully awarded and carried over into the new year. With this, a significant catalyst for our anticipated growth in 2024 lies in our substantial contract backlog totaling $359 million as of December 31, 2023. Furthermore, WidePoint continues to solidify its position as the most secure, premier choice for trusted mobility management solutions, evidenced by our strong contract renewal and customer retention rates of over 90%. With these initiatives driving our momentum, we confidently forecast double-digit percentage growth in the teens for top-line revenues and double-digit percentage growth in the high teens for managed services revenues, in addition to achieving positive free cash flow for the full year 2024. Another factor driving our growth is the recent completion of the majority of our capital investments made in 2023. With this, we anticipate having minimal capital expenditures for 2024, strengthening our balance sheet, enabling us to concentrate fully on various operational growth initiatives. More specifically, I'd like to emphasize two previous investments that are in their final phases nearing completion. Last earnings call, we mentioned our Intelligent Technology Management System, or ITMS, was in the FedRAMP in-process status. We continue to see positive news on this front throughout the quarter, with ITMS now nearing its final FedRAMP authorized designation. We anticipate certification in the first half of 2024. However, the timelines may change based on General Services Administration's workload for FedRAMP processing. The good news is that we already have all the necessary authorization to operate, or ATOs, from our current customer agencies, which attests to our strong cybersecurity posture that places us ahead of our competition. As a reminder, attaining full FedRAMP certification will uniquely position our ITMS platform and grant WidePoint a substantial competitive edge in competing for new business with the federal government and large enterprises. This certification indicates that our solutions align with federal cybersecurity standards for protecting our customers' data. Moreover, it will showcase the robust security levels offered by WidePoint solutions to both existing and prospective customers, particularly in commercial sectors and industries where data and system security are paramount. We look forward to announcing the completion of our FedRAMP process and anticipate this to be a significant factor to continue differentiating ourselves. We look forward to announcing the completion of our FedRAMP process and anticipate this to be a significant factor to continue differentiating our solutions and serve as a catalyst to fuel new wins in the near future. Another investment nearing completion is in our delivery system, more specifically enhancements to our Continuity of Operations site, or COOP, which we also anticipate completion by the first half of 2024. These COOP site enhancements will further differentiate us from our competitors and provide additional resiliency to our delivery systems. Our enhanced COOP site will have automatic failover. Our enhanced COOP site will have automatic failure. Our enhanced COOP site will have automatic failover capabilities and data replication such that if there is a system outage of our primary operation site, the secondary site will immediately come online to greatly reduce the system recovery time, ensuring that we meet and exceed all of our service-level agreements with our customers. In addition to these investments, we are excited by the potential for artificial intelligence to streamline our everyday business operations, and we are developing a strategy aimed at leveraging AI. The potential to improve our customer service experience by reducing response time, increasing the accuracy of those responses, as well as increasing our overall capacity are all being explored. Furthermore, there's potential to enhance our IT as a service by integrating AI to detect cybersecurity vulnerabilities and enhance behavior-based security measures. There are other areas of business that could benefit. There are other areas of our business that could benefit from the implementation of AI, such as software development, responding to proposals, invoice audits, and leveraging our knowledge base to serve our customers' requirements better. We are in the process of sifting out the noise from the real AI capabilities. We will share more on this front as we evolve our strategy to meet our business needs. With our investments out of the way, I'd like to highlight just a few of our contract wins achieved recently that we believe will have the potential to grow into substantial revenue generators over the coming years. At the federal level, we saw roughly $60 million in governmental contracts won in the fourth quarter alone. While we are bound by non-disclosure agreements and unable to disclose specific government clients, Jason will talk to one of our recent federal contract wins, which has the potential to grow into our largest federal contracts second only to the contract, stop. While we are bound by non-disclosure agreements and unable to disclose specific federal government clients, Jason will talk to one of our federal, While we are bound by non-disclosure agreements and unable to disclose specific federal government clients, Jason will talk to one of our recent federal contract wins, which has the potential to grow into one of our largest federal contracts, second only to our contract with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. On the commercial side, we have won contracts with a nationwide professional services firm and a major Florida attraction and research center, both of which have the potential to grow into a material IT as a service customer over the next 12 months. On the sales and marketing side, our strategy to expand market presence has proved to be fruitful, especially in a year with challenging macroeconomic headwinds affecting the whole market. Jason will dive deeper into this topic shortly, but we are proud to say that these efforts contributed significantly to WidePoint's success this past fiscal year. Lastly, the sales of WidePoint's business solutions have maintained their momentum, playing a significant role in the company's growth and reach. WidePoint has shown year-over-year growth, and we anticipate this positive trajectory to persist in 2024 as we continue to grow our sales and stock. Lastly, the sales of WidePoint's business solutions have maintained their momentum, playing a significant role in the company's growth and reach. WidePoint has shown year-over-year growth, and we anticipate this positive trajectory to persist in 2024 as we continue to grow our sales pipeline. The potential for cross-selling and upselling within WidePoint's comprehensive suite of trusted mobility management solutions creates further revenue. The potential for cross-selling and upselling within WidePoint's comprehensive suite of trusted mobility management solutions creates further avenues for business expansion and advancement. These business solutions remain pivotal in our sustained long-term growth and in fortifying our competitive advantage. I will now hand the mic over to Jason, who will dive into the progress made on the sales and marketing front. Jason?
Thanks, Jin, and good afternoon, everyone. As Jin stated earlier, our concentrated efforts on capturing additional deals within the sales and marketing front has contributed significantly to WidePoint's performance this year.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
You're coming in like there's a lot of echo and you sound far away. It sounds like you're in like a monastery. Or a warehouse.
Well, wait a minute. Megan, do I sound like that to you?
Mackenzie.
Yes,
I'm sorry. Yes,
Mackenzie, sorry.
No, that's okay. You do sound a little muffled and echoey, yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know. What should I do?
Are you using your headset or are you using your
using my headset and, of course, we're handcuffed to Zoom. So, yeah.
Can you see if you can use the dial-in number?
Yeah.
And use your phone to dial in. And then put your Zoom on mute.
Doing all that now. Hang on.
Standing by.
Right. Jason's joining us now.
How about now? Oh, sorry, hang on. Okay, how about now?
It's a little better.
Hello.
It's a little better.
All right. So what do you want me to do?
Do a quick, can I just hear it in full, just like state your name and count to five, or just tell me how the weather is so I can hear?
Sure. Jason Holloway, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You sound a little bit better than the last time, but you still sound like muffled in a way.
Yeah,
or quiet.
Right. Yeah, the volume's low and
okay.
Little muffled.
Okay. Hang on. How about now?
That is much better.
Much better?
It was until you stepped away from the mic.
Well, no, this is better.
No, can you get a little bit closer to the microphone for us?
How about now?
Much better. Can you do that the whole time you speak?
Yes.
All righty.
Hey, Mackenzie, also, you know, it seems like his volume is low. You can turn up the volume after the recording, right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, great.
All right. Jason, when you're ready.
Okay, thank you. Sorry for all the problems on my end. Certainly not my intent. Thanks, Jen, and good afternoon, everyone. As Jen stated earlier, our concentrated efforts on capturing additional deals within the sales and marketing front has contributed significantly to WidePoint's performance this past year. This past quarter alone, WidePoint was awarded over $70 million in contract wins, approximately $65 million of which were considered new business wins. This showcases our commitment to continuously drive in new business. This showcases our commitment to continuously drive new business into WidePoint and the trust our current and new customers have for our solutions. Recently, we closed a deal with a commercial entity to provide a full range of managed telecom solutions on behalf of its U.S. government end customer. This deal is approximately $20 million with a 3-year base period and 2 1-year option periods. As Jen mentioned, although we cannot disclose this client's name, we are proud to state this contract can become one of our most significant. Additional information can be found in our SEC Form 8K filed January 2024. We remain committed to advancing these sales and marketing initiatives into 2024. The strong results this past year have prompted us to develop a new internal plan to allocate additional resources and budget towards enhancing our staff and capabilities to secure additional high-margin contracts like the one mentioned just now. Specifically, we look to add an additional senior-level commercial sales resource, an established federal business development resource with a proven track record within the DC area, and a vendor partner manager for the expansion of strategic partners. With ample funding and guidance from new senior staff members, we are confident in carrying this momentum into fiscal year 2024 to garner more contracts. On the K-12 side, we continue to accelerate our market penetration. We recently engaged with an expert within the K-12 sector to facilitate our partnership program aimed at integrating WidePoint's IAM solutions into existing offerings for numerous sector entities. I also want to note that our identity and access management pipeline is equivalent to our managed mobility pipeline in terms of the number of opportunities. As Jen mentioned earlier, we have a robust contract backlog of $359 million in value. A large part of this backlog and success seen this year can be attributed to our flagship contract with DHS, the Cellular Wireless Management Services 2.0 contract. Based on our current contract run based on our current contract run rate, we are nearing the contract ceiling of $500 million. As such, we are working closely with DHS to review options for continuing to perform under this contract. With the additional resources and staff, we will increase our investments in the sales and marketing efforts as we look to win additional impactful contracts like this for WidePoint's financial growth. Lastly, I wanted to recognize the IT Authorities team. As you know, we acquired IT Authorities in 2021. Even though the integration took a little longer than expected due to challenges faced during the COVID pandemic and external macro headwinds, the team has been closing deals at a pretty rapid pace. They have been working extremely hard, and we are excited about their tremendous momentum in 2024. With that, I will hand the call over to Bob.
Thank you, Jason, and thanks to everyone for joining us today. I'd also like to express my gratitude to the entire WidePoint team on how they executed in 2023, a year where WidePoint saw significant improvements in both top-line revenue and free cash flow. Now I'm pleased to share the details of our fourth quarter and full year 2023 financial results. Revenues for the quarter were $28.3 million, up 21% from the same quarter last year. Revenues for the year were $106 million, an increase of 13% from last year. Now I'll provide a further breakdown of our fourth quarter and full year revenues. I'm pleased to say that period over period, we saw increases across all our revenue categories. Our carrier services revenue for the quarter was $15.7 million, an increase of 14% from the same quarter last year. Our carrier services revenue for the full year was $58.3 million, an increase of 9% from last year. The increase is due to growth in stop. The increase is due to growth in stop. The increase is due to growth in contracting activity with our federal customers. Stop. The increase is due to growth in contracting activity with our federal customers, where we pay carrier invoices on their behalf for the telecommunications devices that we manage. While a pass-through, paying carrier invoices is a federal customer requirement in an area where we differentiate our services and provide measurable savings to our customers. Our managed and billable services revenues for the quarter were Our managed and billable services revenues for the quarter were $4.4 million, a 23% increase from the same quarter last year. Our managed and billable services revenue for the year were $31 million, a 10% increase from last year. The increase in both fourth quarter and full year were related to increased professional services being utilized on our TLM stop. The increase in fourth quarter and full year were related to increased professional services being utilized by our TLM customers and new projects in our identity and access management customers. Our reselling and other services revenue for the fourth quarter were $8.1 million, an increase of 37% from the same quarter last year. Our reselling and other services revenues for the year were $16.8 million, a 33% increase from last year. The increase in both the quarter and full year was a result of selling third-party software for recording and storing text messages to our federal customers, which is now required under an expansion of the Federal Records Act, and also selling an identity management solution to a new federal customer. I do want to highlight that reselling and other services are transactional in nature, and the amount and timing of revenue could vary significantly from quarter to quarter. Gross profit for the fourth quarter was $4 million, or 14% of revenues, compared to $3.6 million, or 15% of revenues in 2022. Gross profit for the year was $15.6 million, or 15% of revenues, compared to $14.6 million and 15% of revenues last year. In the fourth quarter, In the fourth quarter, the more significant metric of gross profit percentage, excluding carrier services, was 32%, compared to 37% in the same period last year. For the full year, gross profit percentage, excluding carrier services, was 33%, compared to 36% in the same period last year. The lower gross margin percentage, excluding carrier services, both for the fourth quarter and the year, relate to increased depreciation and amortization related to our delivery platforms that have substantially stopped. The lower gross margin percentage, excluding carrier services, in both the fourth quarter and the year, relate to depreciation and amortization related to our delivery platforms that have substantially stopped. The lower gross margin percentage, excluding carrier services, in both the fourth quarter and the year, relate to increased depreciation and amortization related to our delivery platforms that have substantially reached completion and are beginning to be amortized, and the previous noted increases in reselling and other services, which have a lower gross margin profile. Accordingly, our gross margin percentage will vary from period to period based on our revenue mix. In the fourth quarter, general administrative expenses were $4.2 million, or 15% of revenue, compared to $3.6 million, or 15% of revenue, in the same period of 2022. Much of the dollar increase relates to an increase in non-cash share-based compensation expense compared to the same period last year. General administrative expenses for the year were $15.9 million, or 15% of revenue, compared to $14.7 million and 16% of revenue in 2022. We expect to see general administrative costs as a percentage of revenue to continue to trend lower in the future. Scott? Our net loss for the fourth quarter was $1.3 million, or a loss of $0.15 per share, compared to a net loss of $8.9 million and a loss of $1.02 per share in the same period last year. The difference in net loss between the fourth quarter of 2023 and 2022 is predominantly the difference in the net loss between the fourth quarter of 2023 and 2022 is predominantly related to a non-cash valuation allowance placed on our net operating loss carryforwards of $8.5 million, taken in the fourth quarter of 2022. Our net loss for the full year was $4 million, compared to a net loss of $23.6 million in 2022. The principal difference in the net loss from 2023 to 2022 was a non-cash goodwill charge of $16 million, taken in the second quarter of 2022. The principal difference in the net loss from 2023 compared to 2022 was the non-cash goodwill charge of $16.3 million, taken in the second quarter of 2022, and the net... The principal difference in the net loss from 2023 compared to 2022 was the non-cash goodwill charge of $16.3 million, taken in the second quarter of 2022, and the non-cash valuation allowance placed on our net operating loss carryforwards in the fourth quarter of 2022. Moving to our balance sheet, I'm excited to share the successful results of our cash management efforts over the past year. Although during the year, we invested approximately $1.1 million to substantially complete our delivery platforms, we still finished 2023 with $6.9 million in cash and no bank debt. Further, we reduced our days sales outstanding, or DSO, from 83 days in 2022 to 76 days in 2023. Our free cash flow, which we define as adjusted EBITDA minus capital investments, was just over $300,000 in the fourth quarter, and we expect it to stop. That's one line on.
Oh, free cash flow.
It's one run-on sentence. I'll start. I'll start again. Our free cash flow, which we define as adjusted EBITDA minus capital investments, was just over $300,000 in the fourth quarter, and we expect to continue to be free cash flow positive throughout 2024. Additionally, we've entered into a new revolving credit stop. Additionally, we've entered into a new revolving credit facility with Old Dominion National Bank, which is further described in our Form 10-K filed prior to this call. Stop. Additionally, we've entered into a new revolving credit facility with Old Dominion National Bank, which is further described in our Form 10-K prior. Jesus. Stop. Additionally, we have entered into a new revolving. Stop. Jesus.
Okay.
Additionally, we have entered into a new revolving credit facility with Old Dominion National Bank, which is further described in our Form 10-K prior. God bless it. Additionally, we have entered into a new revolving credit facility with Old Dominion National Bank, which is further described in our Form 10-K filed prior to this call. The facility provides us with an additional $4 million of potential borrowing capacity. We believe our cash on hand, credit facility, and expected free cash flow generated in 2024 will be sufficient to fund our anticipated growth and allow us to pursue the strategic initiatives outlined by Jen and Jason earlier. This completes my financial summary. For a more detailed analysis of our financial results, please refer to our Form 10-K, which was filed prior to this call. So with that, I will turn the call back over to Jen.
Thank you, Bob and Jason. Our efforts and results this past year show significant year-over-year improvement seen, and we anticipate carrying this momentum into 2024 and beyond. As Bob mentioned, we are well equipped with ample cash to pursue the different initiatives Jason and I mentioned earlier. Additionally, I want to reiterate that AI will be a big disruptor for the foreseeable future, and we are taking careful aim to sift through all the noise and hype to implement elements of AI that will help stop. Additionally, I want to reiterate that AI will be a big disruptor for the foreseeable future, and we are taking careful aim to sift through all the noise and hype to implement elements of AI that will have the greatest impact on our business. We look to forming strategic relationship with leaders in the field of AI, and especially those with existing tools to deepen our solutions and operational capabilities. We also continue to look out for strategic M&A opportunities that provide synergistic opportunities and value to WidePoint. Given that we are well-funded, we have the resources necessary to pursue any opportunities that arise, though as of now, I do not have any significant development to report in this front. On a separate note, I'd like to touch on our ESG initiatives. Specifically, WidePoint has developed a robust device recycling program that includes conserving precious resources and minimizing electronic waste, while committing to reducing carbon emission through energy-efficient practices. WidePoint is also participating in efforts to preserve green space by converting unused property around one of our office locations into a rewilding area. Through these ESG initiatives, WidePoint is dedicated to environmental stewardship and sustainable business practice for a greener future. Looking ahead into fiscal year 2024, we expect revenue to range between $120 million and $133 million and adjusted EBITDA range between $2.1 million and $2.4 million. Additionally, we expect free cash flow to range between $2 million and $2.3 million. We are proud of the significant steps taken this year to enhance our financial health through a series of strategic initiatives and investments made this past year, as evidenced by our positive cash flow in Q4 2023 and improving margins projected for 2024, especially within our managed services. WidePoint is at a turning point, and with a solid foundation and clear vision in place and the management team to execute our growth plans, stop. WidePoint is at a turning point, and with a solid foundation and clear vision in place and the management team to execute our growth plan, we remain steadfast in our commitment to driving sustainable growth and creating long-term value for our shareholders, employees, and communities we serve. With that said, we are ready to take questions from our analysts and major shareholders. Operator, will you please open the call for questions?
All right. I did have one note for you, Jen. On page six, there was an audio glitch.
Okay.
It was the sentence, it's like in the middle of a paragraph that starts with, there are other areas of our business that could benefit from the implementation of AI, such as software development. Can we read that sentence when you get a chance to find
page
it?
Page six, right? Not on page, let's see here, page six.
I think the paragraph starts on page five and then goes into page six.
Okay. A second here.
No problem.
There's no page numbers on my printout.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But it is the AI section, which I kind of know where that is. Okay. In addition to these investments, that section there, in addition to these investments, we are excited about the potential of artificial intelligence to streamline our everyday business. Sentence?
And then just a little bit further down, it's the sentence that starts with, there are other areas of our business that could benefit from the implementation of AI.
Okay.
Just read that
one sentence? Okay.
Yes, that would be great when you're ready.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. There are other areas of our business that could benefit from the implementation of AI, such as software development, responding to proposals, invoice audits, and leveraging our knowledge base to serve our customers' requirements better.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. That was really my only major point. Do you guys have anything you want to re-record while we're here, or do you have any questions?
Paula, you're usually the person that's listening the most carefully, so.
No, anything? I think it's great. It was a nice flow. Mackenzie, thank you for everything. Stephen, you guys, it sounds really good. I don't have complaints or concerns.
Okay, sounds good. Mackenzie, when you're done with the editing, if you can just shoot us a link to the recording so that we could review, and then maybe we can cancel the Monday session.
Sure, that is not a problem at all. I'll go ahead and make my edits, and I can send you a file to review within the next couple of hours or so, I'd say.
Excellent. Okay.
Alrighty. Well, I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you, Mackenzie.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.